It's a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
State grants in New York, and this comes from the New York State Health Department. Explain.
Yeah, our reporter Chris Bragg has been providing ongoing coverage about Crystal Run Healthcare, a company in Orange County, New York, which in March of 2016 was awarded state grants totaling $25.4 million to build two facilities that the company was already constructing without taxpayer subsidies. Principals in the company are major campaign donors to the campaign of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Now, as the company moves to spend that grant money, some of the expenditures are raising eyebrows, including some expensive artwork, two $59,000 mood music systems, and an artificial flower arrangement to adorn the lobby. And this is according to documents obtained by the Times Union. While the Cuomo administration has not repaid the company for those purchases, it did reimburse Crystal Run, one of the fastest-growing private medical firms in the state, for $1.2 million in corporate office furniture. So far, the state health department has approved $6 million in total reimbursements for the doctor-owned company. Bill Hammond, who's the director of health policy at the fiscally conservative Empire Center for Public Policy, said it has never been adequately explained why this apparently successful company should be granted such extraordinary support from taxpayers. Following a series of Times Union articles last year, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan and the FBI are investigating Crystal Run over the timing and the way it raised $400,000 in campaign donations for Governor Cuomo. The investigation brought charges of pay-to-play from the governor's electoral challengers this year and was featured in a recent TV ad run by Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro.
Another thoroughbred racing season is over at Saratoga. Give us the highlights.
As the 155th season of thoroughbred racing at Saratoga ended Monday, it began to rain, and that was kind of the story this year. It didn't have good luck with weather. Still, attendance for the 40-day meet was pretty good. It was 1,124,000. It's the fourth straight season that attendance went over a million. Monday also marked the retirement of Sam the Bugler. Sam Grossman called it quits after 25 years at Saratoga, and they gave him a big tribute yesterday and presented him with a commemorative bugle and a plaque. But it was a good season altogether.
Finally, Mike, the state has a new law, which is getting a lot of praise, and it has to do with early diagnosis of children on the autism spectrum.
Yes, advocates are cheering the bill, which was signed into law last week by Governor Andrew Cuomo. It mandates early screening of children for autism, and there's also a related law that creates standardized ID cards for individuals with developmental disabilities. The autism spectrum disorders affect 1 in 59 children, but most are not diagnosed until age 3 or later due to the lack of consistent screening practices at pediatric offices. It's possible, however, to detect the disorder as early as 18 months and sometimes even in younger children before the symptoms even begin. And that's according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, which recently published practice guidelines recommending screening at the 18, the 24, and age 2 level. The diagnosis can be made by a professional, and it can be considered very reliable, and that allows steps to be taken where therapy can be given, and speech therapy can enable some children to communicate verbally by age 4 or 5 and help them move forward much better. The bill was sponsored by Assemblyman Angelo Santabarba of Rotterdam. He is the father of an autistic child and has been an advocate for this and related legislation.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com. And there's more of our conversation, including a new law about autism, at wamc.org. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.